O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Mark 9, verses 2 through 9. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Transfiguration by Aidan King, Brooke Lidgertwood, Scott Lidgertwood, and Taya Gokroger. Directly based on today's scripture, along with other gospel passages, the song captures the wonder and dramatic nature of this biblical event. Worshipful verses continually build and lead to a strong climax that praises the holiness of God.
Jesus, the image of Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 9. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves to be alone. He was transfigured in front of them, and his clothes became dazzling, extremely white, as no launderer on earth could whiten them. Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it's good for us to be here. Let's set up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," because he did not know what to say, since they were terrified. A cloud appeared overshadowing them, and a voice came from the cloud, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The transfiguration of Jesus holds profound relevance for us today, particularly in an era where individualism, materialism, and efficiency dominate. This biblical event challenges our priorities, asking us to refocus on what truly matters. Theologically, the Transfiguration confirms Jesus' identity as the Son of God, bridging the Old and New Testaments. The appearance of Moses and Elijah point to Jesus as the culmination of the law and the prophets. In our time, where truth is often seen as relative and faith is personalized, this event anchors our belief in an objective reality. Jesus is the fulfillment of all of God's promises. This passage issues a call to move beyond seeing Jesus as just a moral teacher or a historical figure to recognizing him as God himself come down to seek and save the lost. And in a culture that emphasizes achievement and external success, the transfiguration redirects our attention to the importance of God's glory and presence. It's not our accomplishments, but Christ's transformative work that truly matters. So what will you focus on today? What will you look to for significance and meaning? The Transfiguration calls us to look to Jesus, the King of Glory. May we heed the call of the Father and listen to him. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O God, who before the passion of your only begotten Son revealed his glory upon the holy mountain, grant that we, beholding by faith the light of his countenance, may be strengthened to bear our cross and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.